For some more analysis of the Prime Minister's week, I spoke to Karen Middleton, Chief Political Correspondent for the Saturday Paper.
Well, I think he's facing a lot of raw emotion at the moment because of the situation that the whole of Eastern Australia and parts of Western Australia are in. But no, his public standing hasn't improved, and that's partly due to, I think, that decision to be away at a time of national emergency, but partly also, I think, some of the comments he made subsequently about volunteer firefighters and the fact that they loved what they were doing and that they didn't necessarily need extra support. That was the takeaway that people had, whether that was exactly what he said or not. And I think that that has really stuck in some people's minds as being perhaps a lack of empathy and ultimately a lack of leadership.
Well, since then, of course, in the last 24, 36 hours, we've seen footage of the Prime Minister shaking the hands of not one but two people on the fire grounds, a woman who lost her home and a firefighter who both said they didn't want to be touched, they didn't want to shake his hand. How damaging are those images?
Well, I think it's hard to know. The Prime Minister's job at the moment is a tough one. It's a job of national leadership. It's being visible. It's being seen to be in charge. It's to reassure people that someone is tackling this, that he understands the scale of the problem. And I think that's been part of the issue here. There's not been a sense that the government is across the scale and the unprecedented nature of this situation and that there isn't a sort of national strategy in place. But he's also got to be consoler-in-chief. He is doing the right thing, trying to speak to people. Where I think he went wrong was he wasn't prepared for the reaction that he got, and perhaps his response to that, which was a spontaneous one, an attempt to try and make right that interaction with the woman who wouldn't shake his hand, didn't go well, and he needs to think about the way he approaches that in future.
The Prime Minister said repeatedly yesterday that Australians living in bushfire-ravaged areas are angry and they have an absolute right to be angry. But he didn't agree that the anger was directed at him and his leadership. Is that a good line to take, or is that still failing to read the room in some way?
Well, I think you understand a Prime Minister not wanting to make it about himself, of course. And for some people, it won't be about him, but for some people, it clearly is. I think the desire now for a Prime Minister would be to take charge, to try and set the political arguments aside and to be seen to be leading from the front. I think we've heard a lot of arguments coming from Scott Morrison and others that it's not the job of the federal government to run this show, that the state and territory governments are really in charge. Well, that is technically true in terms of rolling out of firefighting on the ground, but people do look to a national leader to bring the country together, to be seen out the front there, to reassure people, to tell them that there is going to be a strategy, that it's going to be all right. And I think that's what's been lacking here. We did start to see that a little bit yesterday with the Prime Minister doing a news conference, explaining to people what resources were being deployed, particularly to Victoria, talking about the evacuations that are underway. This is the reassurance people are looking for, that there is someone who knows what's going on and that there is a capacity to meet this challenge.
The Prime Minister has brought forward a discussion of the National Security Committee of Cabinet to today. Will they get something in place in time for everyone who's anxious in southeastern Australia?
Well, I mean, there's a lot that they can do in terms of forward planning, but because the rollout of the firefighting on the ground is a state issue, there's probably not a lot they can do to impact the situation today in eastern Australia. I think that is an important sign that the government is taking this issue seriously, that it realises that there's a great deal of work to be done at the national level going forward to prevent a crisis like this occurring again. So I think people will welcome that sign that the federal ministers at the top of the national security tree are now tackling this head on.
That's Karen Middleton, Chief Political Correspondent for the Saturday Paper.